Hey, yeah. la 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 la
Comes out of my palms.
Avi lights. Distinguished guests of Yama. I knew her at some of it. Now it's your Makavish house, the Akumlaisha, and Harry Mavish. This must be Shal Shir, sorry, you know? But it's just enough to record Torah on Shal Shir. Shreena Matav Hakina, Harry.
Oh,
I told you. All right, no, I just told you.
I'm sorry to sleep. Oh, okay. Like 20 minutes. Because I went to your house and I went to
the base. What should we speak about tonight? What should we speak about tonight?
You
got Achdus? Okay, ready, Adi? Okay. Ready, Chavir? It goes like this. Siyat Ishmael, Shem Kol Yisrael, Kav Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem, I think... Is it Shabbos? I don't even know anymore. Is it Shabbos?
I think so.
Should we say it looks...
Three stars
on it. Why not, right? Okay, here we go, Chavir. So, Parsha Shmos. Right, entering into a new Sefer. Everyone here, if you don't know, it's the weeks of Shovim, which is very real weeks, especially Al-Pi Pnimis. Definitely a lot of stuff going on next couple of weeks. There's less than 8 weeks till Purim. Founding. So it goes like this. If you go back, and I have it in front of me, but if you go back to Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasachav Vav. It says when it speaks about all of Klai, so I'll come down to Mitzrayim, it says, B'shivim Nefesh. Right, it says we came down with 70 souls. But it's interesting, because what does Nefesh, the word Nefesh imply? If I want to say 70 souls, what would I say? I'd say Nefashos. Rabbi Dafka, it says Nefesh. Rabbi Shivim Nefesh, you already overseen in Mitzrayim. So Rashi points out there, I have it in front of us, but Nefesh represents singular. What do you see by Esav, it says Sheish Nefashos. Nefashos. What does that show? It says that there's plural. So Rashi says, what's the difference? The difference is like this. By Esav, the reason why they had so many people, but it had it in plural, because why? Because they don't serve one God. They all serve different gods. But by us, what happens? By us... My pens are in my house. By us, why I say Shivim Nefesh? Because what happens? Because we all serve one God. So Dafka by Klai Yisrael says Shivim Nefesh. Even though it's 70 souls, but it says one soul. 70 soul, right? But in Kud is there, what do you see about Klai Yisrael? Sibba Klai Yisrael is that no matter how many there are, there could be 70, there could be 1,000, it's what? There's an achdus by Klai Yisrael. There's a oneness to Klai Yisrael. And you could say that's our hint coming down to Mitzrayim. Coming down to Mitzrayim, which we're now, if you... The Lubavitcher Rebbe always says like this. Rabbi Kohn always says this also in his Thursday night shiur. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, a person has to live with the Parsha. Which means that what? That what's going on in the Parsha isn't just something that happened 1,000 years ago. So it's happening now in each one of our lives. You find yourself in the Parsha. Then when you start looking into the Parsha, you're going to see a lot of things that you're learning about in the Parsha is what's mamish going on now. Mamish. Like, for example, just putting out there a couple weeks ago, right, when there was a big hole, the whole thing about Yerushalayim in the news. Right? Everyone's pointing out the Baal Turim that week spoke about Yerushalayim. You see a lot of things that happen. So when it says that Klal Yisrael is going into Mitzrayim, that means that we ourselves are in a state of Golus right now. So you could say the hint to us is what? B'shivim nefesh. That when you go down to Mitzrayim, what do you have to do? You have to tap into Achdus. You have to mechazik the Achdus. So if you go, so we'll try to speak a little bit about Achdus. We spoke at Shal Shiddus this week a lot about Achdus. So maybe we'll just try to mechazik ourselves in an Indian now, just to lead ourselves weiter. It goes like this. If you look in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Pasuk like this. Sorry, Pasuk Zayin. Yeah? Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Elamo, this is what Paro says to his nation. Hine, Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav V'atzum Mimenu. So what does that mean? That B'nei Yisrael is Rav V'atzum Mimenu. Right? Paro is saying that they're very, very big. They're very large. Right? So let's go outsmart them. Let's do something for them. So, Chaver, listen to this very carefully, what the Rishner says. The Heilig Rishner. Unbelievable Torah. And if you listen to this very carefully, this will change your life. Listen, everyone here has heard of the Rishner before? You saw me, Rishin.
Which is the proper term for Nefesh to?
It should say Nefashos, but it says Nefesh, even though it's 70. Chaver, listen to what the Rishner says. I tell you, if you listen to this carefully, this is a life changer. Hine am b'nei Yisrael rav atzmi menu. Pasuk zeh bolam denu. The Rishner says, "Ki b'shah shebnei Yisrael mu'uchadim heim." When Klal Yisrael is achdus and we come together as one, "Ein b'neihem machlokes v'chashim kam echad." There's no machlokes between us. Again, machlokes of a bad machlokes, and what we feel like we're one nation. Miyad margishim hagoyim. You know what the goyim feel? Ki amzehu rav atzum. The goyim feel when we have achdus, they say this nation is huge and mamish large. V'ein kol umi yicholahem, and they feel that what we can't touch them. We can't mess with them at all. That's what the nations feel when we have achdus with each other. Imagine what that is if we would all come together. To have real achdus, no lashon hara about each other. No trying to outsmart the other one. No groups that this one lives in Florida, this one lives in Australia, this one lives in Teaneck, in New York, in this, what, whatever it is. Right? Imagine we all come together to be one. So he gives a mashal. However, listen to this. Mashla Abba, Shabikesh Mikol Yiladov, Shevo, Libeso, Libakro. Right, a certain father called all of his sons to come to the house to visit their father. Bo Kol Yiladov Merachok, Umekarov, Ve'amdusuyov. Right, all the sons came from very far, very close, they all came together. Biyado, Hechzikaav, Chavilim Zradim. Right, the father held different bundles of different branches. He gave to each one, he separated them, he gave each one branch. And he said, break the branch. So what happened? Shivru bana v'sa anaf because it's very easy to break one branch. Achshav am Ravi, and then he said to them, okay. Yinse na kol echan mikem lishpor aguda shlema shal nafim. He says, okay, now everyone put them all together, put all the branches together, and now try to break them. Nisu abanim v'lo al abiyadam. But they couldn't do it. Again, when they all had one, what happened? It's very easy to break it. Yeah, but when they all brought their branches together, they tried breaking it on the table, what happened? It wouldn't break. Why? Roma tem amar ha'av, kol zeman shetiu mu'uchadim b'neichem kichvilezu. Whenever you guys come together, whenever you guys have achdus on each other, and you love each other, v'hat v'echa kamocha, like this branch that they all came together, ein ish yachol lachem. No one can break you. No one can touch you. Ulam, empty fradu, but if you guys separate and you have pirud, and this one tries to be better than that one, and then they have different groups, the firm guys and the not firm guys, and the guys who were learning this versus learning that, and the guys who try to learn a little more penius, and the guys who say, no, you can't, you're not allowed to do that. Ulam, empty fradu, if you have machlokes, and if you guys don't love each other, da'ulachem ki hayachid chalashu. You have to know that one person on his own is very weak. Ve'nishbar kanaf hadak, and he'll break like that branch. Meaning what? However, we have achdus with each other. We work on achdus. We work on Ahavas Yisrael. You know what happens to us? No one can touch us. The Goyim can't touch us. It's all about that nekudah of achdus. But lemaisa, it's very easy. You can go to a lot of shirim and you can learn with your ben sefer hamidos or whatever you're learning, and you can learn about achdus, and you can say, oh, "Okay, great, awesome." And I could say to another Jew, "I mamish love you," even though behind my back I'm thinking, "I mamish hate you." Right? Why? Because achdus is a real avoda. But the Baal Shem Tov came to the world to be megala. One of the things he came to be megala is that achdus and Ahavas Yisrael is a real inyan. People think it's not even, no, just make the checklist that I judged you favorably today, and that's good. That's not what Ahavas Yisrael is. Ahavas Yisrael is mamish ki gufo mamish, gufo, like your own flesh. It's an avoda and it's hard to do. That's why if you struggle with it and you struggle saying, "Oh, why am I such a Baal Gaiver? Why can't I talk nice to him?" That's a good thing that you struggle with that because it's hard, and it should bother you that you're not good at it. Just as you work over your Gemara and you work over a Tosfos and you work over a piece of Chassidus, you work over a Mishnah, or you work over Shnai Mikra, so too today you're working over Avodas Yisrael, Ahavas Yisrael also. Question is though, how do I make that an avoda? How do I work on my Ahavas Yisrael? You should know that I'm telling you, one of the best things I realized when I started, like in Shana Aleph, I went to Nativ, so I was right next to the Kotel. So every night I went to the Kotel, I said, "Hashem, I don't know what it means to have Ahavas Yisrael, but please help me out in Ahavas Yisrael." And I davened for it all the time. I made it on avoda that I really davened for it. I really davened for Siyata Deshmaya in that Indian. So this is what the Sfas Emes says, Chavra. Here's something that could help us out with this Indian. Because it's mamish, we see it straight up, that what v'hatl reicha kamocha, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a daraisa. So it's a thing, you realize that everyone has period, right? You realize that it's so easy for like Chavra, the firm Chavra say, "Oh, this guy's Chabad, so he's not like so free, he's not so good, you know? Or this guy's Litvish, so he's probably like, he's very dry." That's Lashon Hara. That's not like firm Hak, that's Lashon Hara. You know? It's a real thing. Listen to what the Sfas Emes says, Chavra. On the first pasuk, V'yedishmos b'nei Yisrael ba Mitzrayma. So if you look at Rashi says like this, Shafa pishik varmano sam b'chayem, even though Hashem already counted them while they were alive, Choser emono sam b'misasan. He counted them again. Why? Lo'diach yibasan shem shol t'chavim. To show the what, how dear they are, that they're like stars. So now Sfas Emes is a good question. Who lemi b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'diach yibasan shem Yisrael? Who is Hashem trying to tell the Chiba of Yisrael to? To Klal Yisrael? Who is He trying to tell them that they're precious? Listen to this, Chavra, this is awesome. Ela tireitz asvas emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh lodiya eschibasan shei Yisrael li Yisrael atzman. Not to tell the Goyim about how precious Klal Yisrael is, not to tell anything else, to tell Klal Yisrael, each and every individual Jew, how precious they are. Kol Yehudi v'Yehudi mechuyev ladas. A Jew, it's not that you have to know. You have a chiyuv. You have an obligation to know. Ki Hashem Yisbarach ohev kol echad miYisrael. That Hashem loves every single Jew. No matter who you are. Whether you're the Gadol Hador, whether you're a rabbi, whether you're a regular guy, whether you're in kolel, whether you're working, whoever you are, whether you're sinning even, Hashem loves every single Jew. So what do we see, Chavra? Is that it's not enough just to know that that Jew is precious and that Jew is precious. Rather, you have to know that you yourself also are precious. If there is that you yourself also have a place here. Every single Jew. If you look, there's a famous Torah in Resh Pei Beis in the Likutei Moharan. Nachman says, just as you have to judge every other person favorably, you also have to judge yourself favorably. And see yourself in a positive way. Chavra, listen to this. Vort from the Zerat Kodesh. Schus Yigalim, the Rav Shitzer. It's very intense, but it's very real. I think we could say here that every person in this room goes by their Hebrew name. Right? Yaakov Moshe, Avi, Adi, you go by Rafi, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Rafael, you go by Dovi, and you go by Tzvika. Wow, like every single person here. Yaakov Moshe. He's not Jacob, it's Yaakov Moshe. I've never called him Jacob this year. Amos?
I go by Tzvika. It's fake.
It's not fake, it's good. Listen to what the Rapture says. Ve'lishmos b'nei Yisrael habayim mitzrayma. Hiksev, it says in Bereshis, nefesh chaya hu shema. That the nefesh, the living soul, is what? Is the name. What does it mean? Listen to what he says, Chavra. Ki hashem shel adam, the name of a person, romez abechinas chiyuso. It's a remez to who the person is.
That's the last week of Parashah, with Yaakov giving
Bracha Sala, brothers.
Good, yeah, exactly, exactly. Each name represents something beautiful, right? Shish l'chol echem Yisrael chelek elokei kadosh. That every single Jew has a part of them that's kadosh. That zelu mazes elokim. But we know that just as there's kedusha, so too there's always the opposite. The chas v'shalom kisha sitra achra, which is the yitzhara and the satan, miskaberes noflim shemos b'nei Yisrael begalus b'nei sitra achra. When the sitra achra overpowers us, then our names fall into galus. What does that mean? V'lachein tiknu lanu kadmoneinu lomar besof tefilas shemon esrei. You guys say the tefillah, the bright before you shemon esrei, you say the pasuk of your name. Yeah. You know what that is? You know what that is? Very good. You say a pasuk, for example, my name is Yecheskel. So before I finish Shemona Esrei, I say, Yimin Hashem Ramema, Yimin Hashem Osechayel. First letter is Yud, and the last letter of the pasuk is Lamed. So that's Yecheskel. If you look in the back of your Siddur, every single name has...
Oh, I
have
an Esrei, actually. Yeah,
what is it?
I don't know, but I have an Esrei.
Right? Every single one has one. It's important to know this also.
What's
it school for? It's, L'slomer, She'a pasuk maskil masayim, Bosius haschalas v'sim shmo. She'bezeh ha'koach, with this koach, you take your name away from the Yitzhahara who's trying to grab your name from you. That your name, who you are, will remain b'kedusha. Chaver, listen to this carefully. That's why it says here, Shemos b'nei Yisrael abayim mitzrayim. That the names of Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. He says, the pasuk could have said, Ve'ele b'nei Yisrael abayim mitzrayim. It could have said, this is Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael? Zehaya ikir koved agalos. This is the ikir koved of agalos. Sheshmosha b'nei Yisrael naflu sham. That the names of Klal Yisrael fall there. Then he says a remez with the Shem Avaya, but that's not for now. But he says, well, what's the ikir galos? The ikir galos when you lose your name, right? He quotes from the Degel Machna Ephraim, Yadua, Shet the ikir Hashem shel Adam, the ikir name of a person who shem haneshama. It's the name that your parents gave you at your bris milah, right? That's if you take the word neshama. Right? Obviously, we always know that the middle of something is the essence of it. So if you take the word neshama, what's the essence of neshama? What's the middle letters? Shame, your name. That's who you are. Living by your name. But what's the ikar part of galus, he's saying? When your name is in galus. When you're not going by your name. But not just that, what does it mean? It means when you're not being yourself. When you're being him and he's being you. And you're being him, when we're not being ourselves. The ikar nekuda is what? Da es atzmach. Know who you are. Figure out who am I? What am I about? The nekud is that what? You're not going to have Achdus Yisrael if you don't know yourself. If you're not working on yourself constantly, it's like this. You have people who say, you know what? I want to fix the world. I'm going to fix the world. I'm going to go to the door, fix the world. The Chalban says, if you don't fix yourself first, you're not fixing any world. You have to make sure that you yourself are working on yourself also. And when you work on yourself, that's what brings a great Achdus Yisrael. To have an Achdus with yourself itself. To be you. To find out who am I. What are my kochos here? Not to just do what everyone else is doing. Most people, I find, what the biggest struggle for guys is when, you know, all chevras are good. But sometimes we have a chevra that we were close with in high school, or whatever it is, and when we can't separate from that chevra, I can be made on someone now, who I know was in yeshiva with me, who every single guy his age says, this guy could have been flying in his Baruch Hashem, but it's what? It's because he couldn't get away from his chevra. I remember I learned with him one night, and he started crying to me that he couldn't get rid of his chevra. It's not a joke. It's a real thing. Chevra, he was crying to me that he wished he and you know where he is now. I remember I spoke to his brother-in-law last year. He says you have to mamash daven for this guy. I'd say his name is Yankee. He says Yankee, he's in Vegas with his friends. This guy who I remember him clearly crying to me in the middle of February, and then when I came back as an alumni, he cried to me also. He says, I don't know how to do it. How old is he now? He's 24. But what happened? But when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't separate from his chevra. He tried. He dived for it, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't allow himself to do it. And that's dafka what held him back. And the kud is that what? It's because you have to find yourself. You have to be yourself. You have to come close to yourself. The whole nekuda of Shabbos, which we were just singing about, Baal Shem Tov says, we say the words, what do we say in Kabbalah Shabbos? We say, Hisnari me'afarkumi, Lifshi bigdei svarte rami, Ayad Benishad Besalachmi Karva El Nafshi Gila. So the Baal Shem Tov says when you say the words Karva, what does it mean? Karva El Nafshi Gila. Bring my neshama to Gula. That what? That I should have a present to Gula. That what? I should find myself. Come back to who I am. That's why what is Shabbos the Lashon of? Of Tshuva. Shabbos is what? It's returning to who I am. Returning back to myself. Tshuva doesn't... If I ask someone, what does tshuva mean? Repentance for my sins. That's not what tshuva means. Tshuva means coming back, means returning. Nekudah is returning to who you are. Coming back to what I am. Sometimes in high school, in yeshiva even, we go so far that we try to be someone so not who we are. For what? We lose ourselves sometimes. Tikkun Nekudah is what? To find an achdus myself, to find my kochos. Who am I? What do I represent? There's a fascinating halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which we read from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Talks about different times you find if you have a psul in a sefer Torah. Yeah?
What's a psul?
A psul means something wrong with the Torah. If a letter is missing, whatever it is, right? So listen to the halacha. In Nimsa, it's Simchav Chaf Da'ad, halacha Aleph. In Nimsa, the sefer Torah, psul mechmas ta'us. If you find a psul mess up in the Torah because of a mistake, im hu ta'us gamar, ain korbo. If it's a complete mistake, you can't read from it. Utsrichin lotzi sefer Torah acher. You have to bring out a new sefer Torah. So what qualifies as a mistake? Ezu ta'us gamar. What's a complete mistake? Ki go on yaser or chaser, if there's an extra letter or a missing letter. O nischalef afilu os achas. Or if one word is switched, even one letter. Va'idezem ishtana kriya, kimo, instead of the word being ta'omim, it says tomim. U migrishen migrishehem. Instead of a nun, it's a mem. Even though it means the same thing, so what do you see? If one letter in the Torah, one letter in Torah is missing, what's the Torah? It's a puzzle. You can't read from it. One letter. Well, does one letter make such a difference, Chaver? So the Arizal says, you know how many words are on Sefer Torah? The Arizal says 600,000 letters in the Torah. Yeah? So if you take word Yisrael, oh, I found the pen. Right, if you take the word Yisrael, Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah? The Rizal says, you know what the Rosh Tevas of Yisrael are? Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Osios, Letorah. Which means that what? The Rizal says that every single Jew represents an Os in the Torah themselves. Every single Jew is a letter in the Torah. So let me ask you a question. If one Jew is not doing his job, what happens? It's like a psul. What happens to the whole Sefer Torah? All of Klai is possible. If one Jew is not doing his thing, though, if we're not learning, if we're not working in our Avodas Hashem, if we're not trying to be mechazik myself, the chazik knows, what happens to the whole Klai Yisrael? Pasul Sefer Torah. Not valid. We don't realize that each one of us has a place. Sometimes we think, what do I matter? I don't matter anything in this world. There's so many different Jews. It's not true at all. Svasema says straight up, what every single Jew has to know, Hashem has such a precious place for you. Rabbi Nachman says in Shtafchus HaNefesh, yeah? He says, when a Jew goes out of his way to do his bodhis and speak to Hashem, to ask Hashem to be makar of him, say, Hashem, please bring me close to you. He says, you know what Hashem does at that moment? He throws away everything else he's doing and focuses just on you. When you ask Hashem to be makar of you, say, Hashem, I want to find my place. I want to be something in a bodhis Hashem. I don't want to just be a stam Jew. I don't want to just go back to where I'm from and just fit right back into the way I grew up or the way I went to high school and just be a nothing. I want to be something. I want to be makar of myself. I want to be makar of others also. Reb Nachman says, when you do that, Hashem throws everything else away and focuses who? On you. We have to know our chashivas. We're called b'nei malachim, chevra. Reb Shimon Baruch Chai says in Mishnah and Shabbos, b'nei malachim him. To realize that we're something. We're precious. We have a place here. But you have to believe in that. You mamash have to believe in that. You have to do your job. And just to finish off, I think it's something very nice, which represents what a Jew is. We know that when Moshe is born, what does Yocheved do with him? Right, puts him in the Teva, yeah? So we know what happens, that Bas Paro goes out, new Chevra, what happens?
Doesn't he get put in a closet first?
Yeah, you get right, exactly. Gets hidden away for 3 months, very good. And then he gets put in the little Teva, right? So what happens when Bas Paro finds him? What goes on?
Tries to nurse him.
Huh? Yeah. What did it say about him? It says v'teret Bas Paro lechutz layor. She went down. V'narsel holchus layarayor. V'teret es teva b'sochasuf. Tishlach es hamasav v'tikchay. Right. She stretched out his arm. We all know that, right?
Is that literal, by the way, what it says?
Look at Rashi. Very good. There's a beautiful Torah on that. Remind me after. I'll tell you a beautiful Indian on that. Yeah. It's a Gemara also. It says this. V'tiftach. She opened up the teva. V'tirehu. And she saw Esayelad, and then what does the pasuk say? Vinei Naar Bucha, and the Naar was crying. Who was crying? Me too. Moshe, right? Vine narboch, right? That's what little means. Kolo kinar, right? Vine narboche. However, listen to what the Baal Turim says. It says vine narboche. Says ze Aaron. It wasn't Moshe crying. It was Aaron. Shehinichu etzal teva. He was standing right near the teva. Says if you take the gematria of na'ar boche, it's gematria ze Aaron hakohen. That the nar that was crying was Aaron. If you look at the Chizkuni, he says vine nar boche ra'asa Aaron boche, that she saw Aaron crying. Shere achiv haya, because it was his brother. It was Moshe's brother. Lafikach matomar miyade Ephraim ze. Says oh he must be from the Jews. So let me ask you a question. Yeah, it says vine nar boche, and she says oh it must be a Jew. Why must that be a Jew? So maybe you could say there's a chiddush. I'm sure someone says this, but maybe we could say. Says, you know how she knew that this was a Jew? Because what was happening now? Moshe was Aaron's brother, and what happened? He's being like taken into by someone else. So why was Aaron crying? Because it's his brother, and that's hard to see a brother be going away. So how she knows it was a Jew? Because only a Jew cries over another brother. Only a Jew would cry over a brother that's in trouble. How do you know that? That's only a meat of a Jew and not a Mitzri? Because listen to what it says about the Mitzrayim. When it says, "Vayitzap paro l'chol amo," le'mar kol abeni yilora yora tachzichu v'chol bas techeyun. So we know, like Yach Moshe said before, what was Paro's decree? That all the males get thrown into the river and not the girls. Let me ask a question. When he said all the males, who did he mean? All the Jewish ones, right? Only the Jews. That's not what he meant.
Did he end up saying also the Egyptians?
L'chol amo, it says, "Af alehem gazar." Even on the Mitzrayim, he threw Mitzrayim kids in there also. Ficha gazra so yom af al ha Mitzrayim. Shenemar kol ha ben, every single ben. V'lo nemer hayilo levriim. V'im lo yu do yom shasof le'lakos al meimriva. That what Paro goes it on his own nation. Which shows that what? That's a metzias of a Mitzri. That's a metzias of a guy. They don't care about them, their own nation. Chevra, we know our enemies who are living a couple of miles away from us. What was the whole thing in the war that happened a couple months ago? Years ago? Right? That they'd shoot missiles with what? With little, their babies around it. And the terrorists would stand around their babies. Why? I don't care if he dies. As long as what? Israel gets in trouble. The Matthias of everyone else, they don't care about their own nation. But Kleistra, what? Aaron cries over Moshe. He says, oh, must be a Jew. The Matthias of us, that we care for each other. How far have we fallen from that, though? To cry over another Jew? To daven for another Jew sitting next to me to be Matzliach in his learning? That he should be Matzliach in whatever he's doing? You know, you can't even go to shul anymore in like the place where we grew up. And why? Because all it is just Lashon Hara left and right. Everywhere. Right? You can't go to a Shabbos table where we live anymore. Why? Because all it is that this only, what Muslim, the Shabbos table is about politics and the rabbi of the shul, how much they hate him. What are we training our kids to do? And we think that, yeah, just as they, this, that's what I'm going to go back to. You have to find your place to be a real Eved Hashem. Not just to say, you know what? I'll be a good Jew. I'll know the halacha. I'll know to keep Shabbos, and that's fine. I'll make the checklist. That's not what we're looking for. That's not what we're doing here. That we're screaming out Shabbos on top of our lungs. That means that what? That we all have a potential to be something, Karvo, and to know that Tzvasam said that Hashem expects that from us, and He believes in us to do that. It's not just Hashem holds a thing over you. Better be a tzaddik or not. Hashem says, "What? I want you to be a tzaddik because I know you could be. I believe in you. Why? Because I created you." Yisrael is osios li rosh. That what? We're shaykh to being the heads. We say on Rosh Hashanah, what? Tiel li rosh v'lo l'znav. We're the heads, chevra. We're mamash chashuv people. Don't think that, what am I? I'm a nothing. Chas v'sham. Don't ever say that about yourself. Every single person here has a place. Every single person here could be chashuv. But it's not just about looking for an other's positive. Look at yourself positivity. Seeing that what? You could be something. That's why I wanted each one of you guys to scream out Shabbos. By the Matisse, you should know that you're shy after that. Not just that guy is the guy who sings loud and he's the guy who's on fire and I'm just... That's not true. Each one of us is fire. Each one of us, in Mir Tzem, we're going to get married one day, yeah? Someone asked me before for a vort for an ufrif. And I'll tell you something nice, that you'll hear this in Mir Tzem when you guys get married. And I just want to say it out. It says, right, in Ish and Isha, who get married. Yeah, they get married. Yeah? Shechina Shrua B'nehem. Yeah? So you take the word Ish and Isha, what's the difference? And? Yud. Very good. And Yud and K. Right? So when Ish and Isha get married, what happens? They have a Yud and K in their marriage. Yeah? Good? But what happens if they don't do, if they're not doing good in their Avodas Hashem and they're not growing? Then what are the letters outside Yud and K?
Ish.
Then they get consumed by fire. Yeah? But I want to say also, people read that as the Yud K is good, the Ish is bad. Said, so, no, it's not bad. Why? Because there's something called an Ish Kodesh. Holy fire. Means that what? If they're doing good, then what happens? That means that they're on fire in their Avodas Hashem. It's an Ish. Means it's just not that you settle down, like, hey, I'm married now, I can, you know, I have a wife. It's what the fire continues. It's Ishka. It's the fire of Avodas Hashem. We're building ourselves now to set ourselves on fire in Avodas Hashem. Means that what? I could be something. Stop saying I can't. Start saying Tuchal. I could. It's a Matzitz of a Jew. Even in Galus Mitzrayim. Weeks of Shovim. This is what separates the men from the boys, Chavra. 6 weeks now. 7 weeks into Purim. I'll give you one Indian to bechazik yourself in Limud Torah for Purim, yeah? There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch on Purim. It says, Chayev inish lebesume bepuraya ad lo yada. Right, Chavra? So the Ramah says, no. A person should cut himself to what? To drink yoser milimudo. That you should drink, what does it mean, yoser milimudo? More than your regular measure. So Satmar Rav, Tchusigin Aleinu, Satmar Rebbe, yeah? Let me hear you say, give me a nice Tchusigin Aleinu. Givadik, right? Adi, give me a nice Tchusigin Aleinu. Givadik, right? So it goes like this, Hever. Satmar Rav used to drink a lot. He used to drink a lot on Purim. Mamash a lot. Someone asked him, like, Rebbe, why do you, Hever, listen to this. He says, why do you drink so much on Purim? He said, let me ask you a question. What did we just quote? What does the Ramah say? One minute. What does the Ramah say?
Drink more than you should.
Yeah, but no.
More than you should.
But read it, say it in Hebrew.
I don't know.
He says what? Yoser milimudo. Yeah, so what does Satmar Rav say? So what does Yoser milimudo mean? What does limud mean?
Learning.
He says Yoser milimudo. Satmar Rav says, you know what? I learned a tremendous amount the whole year, so therefore what? I have to drink more than I learned.
Wow.
Chevra, you guys want to drink on Purim? You guys want to have a gevaldig Purim? You want to have such a high Purim? Yoser, come to me. That's it. Don't learn anything. Just come to me. Let's start now. No, it's Yoser Mimudo. The way we were making ourselves is what? It's with Torah. With Limud Torah. Being firing ourselves up for Torah. Yehuda Maisa Or of a Simcha V'Sasam Yikar, Chevra. That's the Nakuda of it. Purim is mamish soon. To set ourselves on fire for it, Chevra. I'll tell you, Rem, as I told Yaakov Moshe today, is that we light our Chanukah candles, right? What's the halacha we light our Chanukah candles? Mahajin min mahajin. Right? That's the way we light it. That everyone lights for the amount of days, everyone lights. Mahajin min mahajin. So what does it mean, mahajin min mahajin? So you can say like this. Mahajin min mahajin means that I have to light, but derech mahajin min mahajin. So if you take gematria mahajin min mahajin, it's gematria 713. It's gematria, the word purim b'milo. When you spell purim out. Which means that what? That the Mahajrim and Mahajrim of Chanukah is that my lights of Chanukah go bring me to Purim. Lights of Chanukah, which is the Or of Torah, Or of Torah Shabbat Peh, that what? I'm mechazik myself, I don't just take off now for 60 years and say, oh, Purim soon, givadik. No, it's the ones who fire themselves up, they have the givadik Purim. Purim isn't about how much I drink on Purim, it's not about how much I, how loud I am, how, what my costume moves. What's about the hachana I do for Purim? It's the hachana for everything in life, Chevra. But it's really what I am chashuv. I am something. Three is that Achdus Yisrael, that what to love every Jew mamish, to make it an avoda, to work on it. But also three is to love yourself also. Not be derech gaiva, but derech the what, that I could be something, Chevra. So b'siyat ha-shmai, b'schus Yaakov Moshe's gevalt Torah, b'schus Shabbos Kodesh, b'shizoch le-fly, to be making ourselves a Purim, and b'shizoch that day, b'yom shkul Shabbos, mnucha, l'chai al-amin, sing one again, yeah?
Amen.
I lie, did it out, I lie, la la lie, la la lie.
La 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 la
let me clap and go, let me clap and go.
Oh.
Give up, give up.